Amazing how the Lord works and helps us out. You know, thinking about this day, preparing for this day, I reached out to Ms. Donna on short notice, called the Hope Pregnancy Center, and she was just so gracious to share her testimony and what God has been doing there at the Pregnancy Center. And those of you here, how many of you are familiar? We support them monthly, but how many of you are somewhat familiar with the Hope Pregnancy Resource Center there in Jefferson? Just raise your hand. Okay, most of you are. And I believe, as Ms. Donna was telling me earlier, Wendy Clark played a vital role in starting that, founder. And so how thankful we are for Wendy, and we're still seeing fruit from her labor and for her investment in that. And so we rejoice. But thank you, Ms. Donna, for being here. I've asked Ms. Donna to come and share a testimony and what God is doing there at the mission, and also how we can play a part in our support role, not just financially, which we do monthly, but prayerfully, and even what we could provide possibly in staff as a volunteer basis. How could we help? And so, Donna, would you come and just share what God's put on your heart? And we just want to thank you for being here. And we also want to thank you for your service to our Lord. And let's give her a hand for being here. Thank you, Donna. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the warm welcome. I really appreciate it. It's really cool to be in a church that you are the supporters. Not the church. You are the church and the supporters. And we are so thankful for each and every one of you. So thank you, Pastor Jennings, for inviting me and your kind words. So you learned a lot about sanctity of life today. And I just want to tell you, I don't know if you heard, this is what I've pulled off the most. This is the total abortion since 1973. 61,628,584. You know, if there was just one in Jackson County, it would matter. There's a lot more than that, but every one matters. And we think of that as every person who walks in the door. It is one in four women, church-going women, non-church-going women, one in four that's had abortions, and we're there to minister to them. So, we at Hope Pregnancy Resource are defending life, and we're strengthening families. Our families come in all different sizes and shapes. It's kind of hard sometimes to see what is happening in their lives, but we want to be there to help. So, and we couldn't fight for these innocent lives without your support. So thank you. Thank you again. Thank you to this church for being good stewards and, of God's money and helping us there. So, let me just share, before I share my testimony, I just want to share a few things. Our stats for 2019, what you helped with, there was 11 babies born there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. 11 babies were able to live. We're so thankful. We had 387 visits to our center. That's anytime somebody walks in the door. That is not like the pastor coming, or it's a client or somebody interested in our services. So we had 605 calls come into the center. We had 26 new clients in 2019. They came from Jackson County and from five other counties around us. We gave out, well, I shouldn't say we gave out. Our clients earn all this. Nothing is handed to them unless the Lord leads me or one of my client assistants to do benevolence. But everything else is earned. We gave out, or what they earned, 9,300 diapers, 294 packs of wipes. When I say diapers, I mean a pack of 10 or 12, 9,300 of those. So isn't that cool? That is really cool. Now, they also earn through watching videos that are streamed into their client rooms with a client assistant in there. They earn points for each time they come, and when they add those up, they can get incentives, and they can tell us what they prefer. They get ordered off of, like, Walmart or, you know, Amazon, sent to the center. They sign a release for it, and they have earned that item they need for their family, for their baby. And that was a total of $3,005.43. The number of children impacted, other than the number of babies, this is one of my favorite numbers. The number of children impacted was 83. Now, sometimes they come in their families with, you know, they might be a sibling coming in, usually the young ones. We don't count above 12. So this is even under 12. That was 83 children were impacted. 83 children were served at Christmas time. We found sponsors. The Lord sent us sponsors within our community, and they all received, the families received the gifts for the children. They received a turkey or a ham or both, depending on the size of their family. And it was just a blessing to be able to help them. So all that is a part of what you do at Hope here. So I have some more exciting news. Some of you might be excited. It's taken me a while to come to grips with this, but we're moving. We're moving from Lee Street in Jefferson to Commerce. Our building, the people who now lease it are kind of like Atlanta lease people, and they decided they can get a lot more for that property. We're kind of glad in a way, though. It's given us almost double the space. Amen. And we have needed a whole bunch of space. And we know God works for good in many, many ways. Yes. Even the hardship we've been through, it's just been hard lately. But our center will close on February 22nd. We will do the move. No, it closes on the 17th of February. We do the move on the 22nd of February. And then we'll be open sometime in March. We're not exactly sure yet. Got to see what all we need up there. So ways you can help above what you already do. And it's just a blessing to be able to stay connected with our community. So let me share some ways. A baby shower for our new center would be fun and help us get ready for what we need up there. Outfits, diapers, wipes, wish list kind of stuff that we'll get together. So that's just a thought. These are all just ideas. Volunteer, come in and give of your time. I have applications here and I can get more. You can come in and work with our clients if you're approved, and that would be called a client assistant. Or you can come in and be a center assistant, and that's just doing stuff in the center, paperwork, cleaning, different things, that organizational stuff that helps us out. So, yeah, you can also schedule a day to help when we get up in our new space, things like that. So we also throughout the year hand out our bottles. They're on the back of the table. We can get more if needed. And that's just kind of like a family thing. The family takes it home. They put their coins. It does hold cash and checks, though. But they put their coins in there, and we collect it back. Some churches do it from Mother's Day to Father's Day, and that's kind of fun, all about the family during that period of time. So if you're interested in being on our news, on our list for our newsletter, I have a sign up back there too. We are kind of late in putting it out, but we're waiting till we get in to the new place to do that with all the information that the community will need. So, okay. All right. So how did I get into this? So I want to share a little bit of my testimony, and you'll understand why I have such a passion for this. My name is Donna Whitaker. I'm married to Jay Whitaker. I have four grown children. They're 25, 27, 30, and 33. And I was the sixth child born to my parents. They were a military family. We were raised in the Catholic Church, but around age 12 for me, we just kind of left the Catholic Church and pretty much went nowhere. So when I was 16 and 17, I had abortions. I pretty much used it as birth control. I married when I was 18. And after we had had three kids in 6 years, I went into severe clinical depression. I had a hospitalization, and my poor husband during that time, but God has used it for good in his life too. I'm so thankful. Anyways, I had a hospitalization, and then I came home and had a suicide attempt. And then I had more hospitalization. It was a total of four over about 5 weeks. I was diagnosed after that, manic depression. Began taking lithium, and that's pretty much all I've taken. And it's worked well for me. But I do believe God's actually healed me And when it comes time that I can no longer take that for my organs, we've asked my doctor to work with me to try to see if I could come off of all that. So I believe all that medication was needed and all that psychiatric care and all that therapy, a year of it, intense therapy, was because I lost the ability to cope. I went through something so traumatic that happened to me, and I might have been the cause for it. I was. I mean, I killed two babies. But the devil went into overtime to try to take my life, to make me think I was worthless and had no worth whatsoever. So praise the Lord, I did get better, but I really didn't get completely emotionally healed. Our kids grew up. We left Gwinnett County, and we moved up to Pendergrass. We bought a home from this wonderful couple called Diane and Donald Denaudi. Didn't know them. Walked into their house, loved the house. Found out as we were purchasing the house that she led post-abortive Bible studies. She was 62 years old and had an abortion in her 40s. And she was healed, forgiven, ready to help others, and she invited me into that Bible study. I have a copy of that Bible study on my table. 1 in 4 have had abortions in here. So if you need help with anything, there is help. Just through a Bible study you can do at home. And you pour your heart out to the Lord, He's going to heal you. He's going to forgive you. He's going to show you that you are set free, yes, to do God's work.
That's right.
And to help others who have gone through what I've gone through. So she led the fight. Diane Denaudi led the fight. She was very active in Jackson County. She was part of Hope Resource at that time. She invited me to check out Hope Resource. She said, once you are ready and healed from this, you need to go help others. So it took me some time. I was a busy mother of 4. I live on a farm, had horses. I didn't think I could do that, but I did. I went there, and I met with the director, and I started volunteering there. And a few years later, they asked me to be director. So that's where I am today. Now, we have a lot of testimonies at our center. Some are people who are actually adopted, and we have some who've had abortions. They're adopted. We have miscarriages. God can use your story.
Yeah.
You might have just a very plain testimony. Praise God. I hope you do. and you can be used there. He uses just the kindest, sweetest spirit to bring in people who are just hurting. It's a hurting, hurting world out there. It is. So that's it. So I'm so thankful. So thankful that you let me come here and share that. So thankful that your church wants to be a part of life here. And we're just blessed. Our center is so, so blessed. It's God's center, not our center. So.
You were going to explain the site.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
Sure.
On Wednesday in Atlanta in January. So it's January, what is today?
The 19th.
Okay, so the 22nd of January is the Silent March for the Unborn. And a lot of people go down there. This is the sign that I carry when I'm down there. And I carry it to remind myself why I'm down there. I'm mourning my unborn children. I know I'll see them someday.
Amen.
I know I do. I am healed, and they have forgiven me. God has forgiven me. But there's signs all over the place. Most are tasteful, and most I love looking at. So that's another part of my journey, and I'll continue to do this as long as I can. And, yes, it will be 25 degrees on Wednesday. So I will be out there. So so thank you very much.
Well, Ms. Donna, would you mind if I just have prayer for
yes.
you right now?
Oh, gosh.
Let's pray, church, okay? Father, I want to thank you for sending Ms. Donna Whitaker our way tonight. Lord, I want to thank you for placing her in leadership there at the Hope Pregnancy Resource Center. And Lord, thank you for the miracle
yes,
that you've worked in her life.
Praise
thank
Lord.
You for her husband staying faithful
oh,
and
yes.
remaining just with a steadfast love towards her.
Mm.
We thank you for the 4 beautiful children that you've given her. And we thank you for, Lord, her heart and her faith, even testifying of her looking forward to the 2 that are in heaven.
Yes.
Oh, God, thank you for your forgiveness and restoration.
Oh, precious
we serve
Jesus.
An awesome God, and you
yes,
are worthy
Jesus.
To be praised. And I pray you'd keep your hand of healing upon Donna's life. Lord, as the devil would want to destroy her and hurt her, even as now she's in a position of service and a position of leadership, I know he's going to try to attack her. Yeah. And as a church tonight, Lord, we pray that you'd keep your hand fresh upon her life, that you would anoint her, Lord God, afresh with your power. Mm-hmm. And dear God, set a hedge around her and the center there, Lord, and the ladies that are there. And Lord, raise up some ladies from our congregation that would be willing to volunteer and go and just be a kind, sweet spirit to ladies that are at the lowest points of their life. Oh, God, we look to you and we give you glory. And thank you again for Miss Donna's testimony tonight. We do pray these things in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
thank
God.
You so much, Miss Donna. We appreciate you. Let's give her a hand, folks. Amen.